Sure. Samach Gilmon Shabbos Chavkyo Adar Hey Tov Shalom Zayin March 13, 1977 on Sunday. Continued.
I mean, you couldn't even have a hammer minute to say differently, because if it's not a mukayutz, it's not a rishayot, it's a kavolis. But the other din that Rashi mentions, that Rashi is medayik, that if it is goveya yud, it's not shekua b'mayim. So in other words, so then you are allowed to be mitaltel mayim from the yam. Why? Because true that the svino is a rishus ayochid, but you have to, and the yam is a karmeles, but you have to carry the pail of water a little above the yud. It's impossible to bring it over without, if it's goveya yud, without lifting it above the yud, the avia that is above the yud. So mimele, it's me is mitaltel mikarmeles. Mikalmeles lishus ayochid derech mokim tur. So that is mutar lechatchem. That's a very big finish. Now we know, let's say, neither. The general rule is that kol v'tikin rabbonon ken deraisti. So all the rabbonons are based upon the deraisi. Now in the deraisi, so hameitim mechonus leplati derech stog, even though he passes through a neutral zone, so that does not negate the iser. So Mimele Mitrasvore, we would say that when one is Meitzi Mikarmeles, just as a Meitzi Mechonus Leplati Derech Stog, there is a Nisa Deraise, so Mimele Meitzi Mikarmeles Lerushus Ayochit Derech Mokim Tu, there should be a Nisa Rabbonon. Hold the Tikra Rabbonon Kim Deraise. So we see here a Chiddush, that here the Chachomim did not apply the concept, the principle of Kol D'Tikin Rabbonon Kein D'Raisa Tikin. So he says, "V'Yivui Yud Name Yud Dafke Nokat Name Dafke Nokat D'Igveya Yud Muta Litalt Mayam Seicho Mikamulis L'Shtayoch D'Ach Mokim Ptuka Metaltu D'Tzorich L'Agbiya Shiodi L'Maila Miyud V'Yavu Gavne B'Shus D'Raisa M'Shus Rabbon L'Shtayoch M'Chai V'Chai Gavne Kamulis Miyad Rabbonon Hi V'Lo Yigoz. Alright. Now let's see the tesis. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Amuka Yud v'Ngeveya Yud, Mitalkel Misecho L'Yam. V'im Tema, Heiche Maise Siyayte mit Rabbi Yehuda. Kidn de Rabbonon Pliga Alei. So what's the Raya? So Rabbi Yehuda says that. Rabbi Yehuda says that. So, because the Tanakhame says, Svinoi Mitalkel Loi Misecho L'Yam L'Mayam Misecho, period, that's all. So it's all there. Rabbi Yehuda says, so that means the Rabbon Nachelik. So on the contrary, it's a kasha against this din of Kirat Kamach Likos. They marry the Beholoi Plige, Elo Ba'amuka Yud, Vigovei Ayud, the Rabbonon Savre, the Mikarmeles Lishus Ayochid, Derech Mokin Ptur, Osa, Afal Gav, the Oshui is the Rabbonon. Virabu the Shon, in other words, when the Rabbonon say in the ratio of the Braise, Svinoi mitalteli, loy miseicho liyam, viloy min hayam miseicho, so when he says loy min hayam miseicho, so the Rabbonon have reference to the case of Amuko Asoro and Goveyayut. So then the Rabbonon say that it's also to be mitaltel. To be mitaltel minayam miseicho. It's also even though he's mitaltel derech mokim tur, because the rabbonon hold that just as midraisi, so meitzim mechonos leplati derech stov ischayev, so kol ditikin rabbonon kin deraisi tikin, so midrabbonon meitzi mikarmeles lirishus ayochi derech mokim tur is also, and Rabbi Yehuda is chelek. So the machlekes is in regard to the case of Amuka Asoron Geveya Yud, but in regard to the case of Derechudei, so the Rabbona Natchilik, this is what they say. Veimeri the Beholik Pligi, Amuka Yud Geveya Yud, the Rabbona Savim Kamus Lishus Ayochid Achmokim Turos, אבל דאף על גב דשוי זה רבות. רב יהודה שורי, אבל במוקה יוד ואין גבי היוד, לטלטל מתיך לים, דרך הודי. So it loy plead yali rabbanon. The och eats of this after this sweet this vino. Shebiyam, gabi ayud va mukoyud. A mitaltelin, mitecholayam, viloy meayam litecho. So the rabbanon say explicitly that it's gabi ayud, mitamukoyud, and gabi ayud. So you're not allowed to be mitaltel. You're not allowed to be mitaltel minayam litecho. Even though it's derech mokim to. But דרך מוקים פטור ייצור צור עשה הכל לרבון. רב יהודה אמר, אם עמוק היוד וגבי היוד, לא חכמה רב יהודה, ועמוק היוד וגבי היוד, לא אם מבוא ידמות על איטלטו, תלתי גומו, הוי בדרך מוקים פטור כמיטלטל, אלא גם דיינו גבי היוד, יש תקון אל איטלטל, כי נלדי כיחי, כי נפורש השעס. But as far as this din of tiltal al di kechei, kechei, not what it's grommet bekamelis, so the rabbonon are not chilek on Rabbi Yehuda. Vikosholeri, the hashtel Rabbi Yehuda shoret tilto derech mokim tur birshui is the rabbonon. Ve'afil rabbonon liplige elo b'sheinei se hanoche b'mokim tur. So mimele since in the raise where there is no hanoche in the mokim tur. So is chayev leitzmuchon v'pati derech stov. So mid rabbonon by kamales it's osa. Mashenkin if there will be hanoche in the mokim tur, then the rabbonon will be made that it's mutar lechatchile. Mikamales, lirshus ayochid, where they stop for a moment in the mokim tum. Uvifel kitzat mishtatfin, poch lizir adom arosu lehachlid, derach mokim tum, mikamales lirshus ayochid, ulizir ekash yepluk terapshin gamil rabonon, dipligebo, umshanelo, vahashte otano yidochid lo ikav osei. In other words, because the price says, dafches, the price says, so Mirshus Rabbi, Mirshus Ayochid, Derech Mokim Tur. Even though he makes his staff, so of course he is not Chayev. But mid Rabbonon, if he is Machliv, so if on the whole he really brings over the Chayfetz from the Mirshus Rabbi to the Mirshus Ayochid with an intermediary staff. And the Mokim Tur, so then it's Osa. That's in the Rishus Rabbi and the Rishus Ayochi. So there is a machlekes between Rabdim Om Rabbi Yechanan and Zira Om Rabbi Yechanan as to whether it's Osa Lehachliv, Lechatchile in a Karmelis, Rishus Ayochi. So we feel like it's at Mishtat, in Poch Lizira Dom Arosa Lehachliv, Derech Mokim Tur, in Karmelis, Rishus Ayochi. And Zira, so the Gemara has the Kashi, according to Zira, that also lachli, derech mokim tur mikam lishus ayochid. Just as it is also with the rabbonon by rishus ayochid, by rishus rabbon lishus ayochid lachli. So it's also according to zire mikam lishus ayochid lachli. So with zire kashet pluk terapshin gam lishus rabbonon di pligi bo. Shano also the more teret. Va'ashto tanu yedochid loikavosei. But we see that there is that both Rabbi Yehuda and rabbonon they hold that it's muta lachli. It's mutalach. V'yesh leimad, mikol mokim hanetano yedohosom, kim di botaluk mekavosei, moikim lo. So in other words, so the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon is in regard to the case where there was no stop for a moment in the mokim tum. There was no stop. So Rabbi Yehuda is matter even though there was no stop. But according to Rabbonon, if there was no stop, so midraise, let's say by Mishus Rabbi Mishus Ayochid, he would even be chayev. So mimele, so the Rabbonon say that it's osir without a stop. But and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a special kule by Talmudis that even without a stop, so it's muter. To be mitaltei or mitalmeles lishus ayochid derech mokim tum, and the rabbonon achilikan. Now it's a very strange chidushi aran here, very strange. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Chidush Aran. Amuk Asor. Chidush Amuk Olisei Chodavu Rishis Ayochid. bin gei asol ayom mit haut mit sich ja kin der auf das sau von mir sau kin vorwas was wie darf ke bi schein gei asol hog gei asol mi mal be het im na jam nis fin a kommt rab jud u vi hot lig aber na lein sein fin de tese se aber bi tut da von mir sau meina wir rei sche name le rabonon wenn der und der rabonon sei in der rei sche der preise ei mit hauteli mi na jam nis ho בוכם איירה שגבי עשור ועמוק עשור ועמוק עשור ופיריש עם התחלטלים תירפו גומו דילב דרכות ורב יהודה סובה אפילו בגבי עשור ומותה די אפשר שלו יגביע יודי מדי כעשינו ועבי מוקיפטור ממועל so in other words because me kamles is ayo khidakh mokem tur iz muta kontrabut ve ich ora flo ni gvi aso der khud now he asks his strange cash vi kashel vi gam yude vi shis ayo khid chei lad lo kia hey kham ish kakh aslo va fi u tema de vamos vi shis ara vingo vi aso va dale vi am dinom bey de shu sei lo kia u pushite iz de rampan shite in de sugi of khamot khe han mi la amud lesli mi khitz va vi re mokem tur אבל חוצר וסבינו שיש לו מחיצס, אמרינם בו, ושסיו חידי לו הדרוקיה, וכמו שתיר את הרמבן זל. So he asks a kashe, he asks a kashe, how can רב יהודה be mad? In a סבינו, that is עומק עשור וגבי היות. עומק עשור וגבי היות. Now let's say, this is the סבינו. And it's not שקוע בקרק. So from here to here, it's huge. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir to carry water from the yam into the svino. Why? Because he must pass the lemailam yud. It's impossible to avoid the lemailam yud. So it's muter to be mitalter mikalmeles lishus ayochi derech mokim tu. But how is a derech mokim tu? After all, true that he must raise his hand above. Since here it's Yud, so in other words, when he carries over, so he raises the pail of water a little above the Yud. So it's a Mokim Tur. But even above the Yud, on the deck of the Svino, even Limailam Yud on the deck of the Svino, it's still a Rishus HaYochid, because Rishus HaYochid is Ilad Rakia. What do you say? Like the Ramban. The Ramban says, we only say Rishus HaYochid Ilad Rakia by Chotzer, we have caseless mamish, but we don't say it by the Avir of the Amud. So he says no, the Ramban only says that the Avir of the Amud, by the Avir of the Amud, we don't say Rishus HaYochid Ilad Rakia, because it's not shayach to say Gudasik Mechitzte when it's Kuliotum. Masha'ikin, here you have the Svino has real tvanis. So Memele, so even Limaila Miyud is a Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, it's not Meitzi Mikalmeles Rishus HaYochid Derech Mokim Ptur, but it's simply Meitzi Mikalmeles Rishus HaYochid. That's what he says. So then he says, V'tiretz Meili, the Ramban Zal Yomar L'Bechotza V'Chayetzibem. I'm just explaining just literally what the Rani is saying, but it's very strange. V'tiretz Meiri, the Ramban Zal Yomar L'Bechotza V'Chayetzibem Shemechitzes Asuyes La'Aviro U'V'ho Huda Amrinan Sheiloyis Al-Rokia Amrechitzes Nisvino El Nasuyes La'Avriya Hamayi V'Nasuyes La'Aviro V'Havalei Ka'amud B'Shusarab M'Gavri Asor V'Rech V'Dalet Shemokim Tu. So the Chidush Yaran extends the Ramban's Chidush. The Ramban doesn't say that. This is an extension, a very big extension of the Ramban's Chiddush. All that the Ramban says is that we do not say Rishayochid El Rakia by Omud or by Tail, where it's open. Because Rishayochid El Rakia is based upon Gudasik, and we only can say Gudasik when you have actual Mechitzes. Not Din Mechitzes, but by Omud you only have Din Mechitzes. You don't have actual Mechitzes. But here, this is what the Ramban says. Mashain came by Svino, you have mamish tvanis. So you have actual mechitzes. So he says, so this is an extension of the Ramban Shite. That according to the Ramban, that Rishayochid El Rakia doesn't apply to Amud. So not only it doesn't apply to Amud, it doesn't even apply to mechitzes the Svino either. Alright. But the question is, what's the kashe of the Chiddush HaRa? Let's, naniach, not like the Chiddush HaRa, that that the halacha of Rishus Hayochid Eilad Rokia applies to the Tvanis of the Sfina too. So that means, now here is the deck, so Adler Rokia is a Rishus Hayochid. The avir of the deck of the Sfina is a Rishus Hayochid. So only the avir above the deck, but the avir here, is not Rishus Hayochid, that's certainly Mokip too. So Mimele, he is mitaltel Rishus Hayochid, even if we assume, not like the Chidusha, and even if we assume that the avir above the deck is Rishus Hayochid, but the avir here is not Rishus Hayochid. Now when he carries over a pail of water from the yam, so in order to reach the avir of the deck, which is L'malam Yud, first he must pass the avir L'malam Yud here. He cannot skip that space of L'malam Yud. How is it possible? It's impossible. So Mimele, and they call it Rabbi Yude. So it's muta to be mitaltel mikamales lishus ayochid derech mokim tu. So true, this is not a mokim tu, but this is a mokim tu. Now, so he has, in order to come here and then go down, so he must pass this avir. This avir is certainly mokim tu. I mean, so it doesn't even make sense. The chidushi arans kashe. I mean, it's so strange. So apparently, from the chidushi aran, we see a different pshat in Rabbi Yude than Rashi. Rashi says that Rabbi Yude says such a big chidush, that even though in Rishus deraisa, Mirshus Arabim, Mirshus Ayochid is mechayev, v'chayev gavne, meitz mechonis l'plati, derech stop, is chayev, but mekamales l'shus Ayochid, derech mokim p'tu, is pot. So that means this is it deviates from the general principle of kol v'tikun rabbon and kinderaisa. It deviates from the general principle, according to Rabbi. Apparently, the Chiddush Aran held, no. Kol v'tikun rabbon and kinderaisa tikun. So just as in the case of the Rishus deraisa, meitz mechonis l'tvatya derech stov, we say that the fact that he was mitaltel the chayfetz in the interim, in a neutral zone, that does not negate the ma'is aver in any way. So mimele ligabe karmeles too, it should not negate the ma'is aver the rabbonon of meitzim karmeles l'shus ayochid. But the reason as to why Rabbi Yude is matter to carry, is because not only does he pass the mokim tur here, but even when he reaches the avir of the deck, then he has to go down. So listen, first he carries it like this. There is vertical motion, and then horizontal motion, and then up to the point when it reaches the avir of the deck, and then again vertical motion. So mimele, the fact that there is, that it passes L'mailam Yud over here, so that is not materet. That wouldn't be materet. Because Hameitz Mechonis L'Platya Derech Stov, that's a neutral zone. Because that's not part and parcel of the Ma'is Averet. So, as Reb Chaim says, when one is Meitzim Yeshus HaYochid Yeshus HaRabim, which is a rabbin, so the Akira is the Ma'is Avere, the Anoche is the Ma'is Avere, but the motion that it makes in the Rishus Hayochid, let's say the borderline is here, and then he throws the chayfetz from here, then into the Rishus Arabi. So it might pass in the Rishus Hayochid many, many feet. So that's not part and parcel of the Ma'is Avere. That's a neutral act. So Mimele, Rabbi Yude is also made that the fact that he when he's mitaltel the water from the Yam into the Svino, so it passes the Ma'ilam Yud here, so that's a neutral zone. That's not an integral part of the Maisa Avera. So it's some mail, that does not negate the Maisa Avera. Just as in the Raise, we say, Ameitzim Mechonis Leplatya Derech Stov, so is Chaya. But, as we pointed out in the Sugya of Hanochas Chayfetz, we say, look, Mechitze, that the Hanoche, the Akira is a process. The Hanoche is also a process. In other words, so Mimele here too. When he carries over a pail of water from the Yam into the Sfino, now then he brings it over to the Avir of the deck. Then he starts bringing it down. So the Maisa Hanoche begins when he starts moving it in a vertical direction from the Avir of the deck up to the Karka of the deck. So that's part and parcel of the process of Anoche. So the Maisa Anoche does not take place when the pail of water rests on the Karka of the deck. No. The Maisa Anoche starts from the moment he, with his hand, he starts landing the pail of water. So that, then the Maisa Hanoche begins. So Mimele, this is not a neutral act, you see. Whatever he is mitaltel in the Avir of the Maila Miyud is not an integral part of the Maisa Avere. Because the Maisa Avere here is Meitzi Mikamles Lashus Ayochi. So, what is the Maisa Avere? The Maisa Avere consists of the Akire from the Karmeles, and from the Hanoche. From the Hanoche, as Reb Chaim says there, in the Gabi Kom Ramne. So, and the Hanoche in the Rishon Hayochi. When does the Hanoche begin? The Hanoche begins once the pail of water reaches the Avir of the deck, and he starts landing, he starts moving it down in a vertical direction, then the Hanoche begins. And when does the Hanoche end? When the pail of water is placed on the karka of the deck. So, but from the moment that it starts moving it, by Hanoche begins from the moment when it reaches the avir of the deck, until it reaches the karka of the deck. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Reb Yude says that it's muter, if it's omik yud v'gabeya yud, so it is muter to be mitaltel miyam likamles, because the fact that he brings it l'maylam yud here, so that's a neutral state, that's a neutral act, that's not an integral part of the maisavere. But in the course of the Maisa Anoche, of the landing process, just as when a plane lands, so from the time it starts going down until it rests on the karke, so that's part and parcel of the landing process. That's the Anoche of the plane. So here too, when he takes the pail of water and when it reaches the avir of the deck and then he starts moving it vertically, in a vertical direction. So the Anoche begins from that moment on. And so that means, and the Anoche is an integral part of the Maisa Avere. And part of the Anoche process takes place in the Mokim Tor. So that's why it's Mutar HaKontravir. Mashein Kein, if we are to assume that the Avia of the deck is a Rishus Hayochi, so Mimele, that means that when does he spend time in the Mokim Tur? While it passes in the Avir, before it reaches the Avir of the deck. So that is not an integral part of the Maisavere. So, but only if we say that in the Avir of the deck, up to Yud, I mean, even the Avir of the deck, So it is a Mokim Tur. And so that means that when the Hanoche process begins, it's still in Mokim Tov. So in the course of the Maisa Hanoche, and the Maisa Hanoche less, from the moment it starts going down until it rests on the kark of the neck. So Memeila it's Mokim Tov. This is the Pshat in the Kiddusha. Alright. Omer Avune. Hanebi Tzuse de Misha. Hanebi Tzuse de Misha. Emitautun Bohen Elo Barbo. Velo Yamoron Elo Shein Bipoches Mishleisha Abo. Avo Yeish Bipoches Nikimu Abo Leslembo. So, in other words, Bitzuse de Misha. So, in other words, according to Rashi, so in other words, let's say there is a boat, and then it starts to be Mishupa, and here too, it starts to be Mishupa, and it reaches at the bottom, so it's a thin line. So, emitautulim ben elobarbo. Now let's see the Rashi. Bitzuse svinis tanis uktzoris milmato akirchidi shel sakim akirchidi sakim shekirin kvite emitautulim biseichon the lavri shusha yochid nimo sheim beror bon arbo milmato lifichoche mechitzir mechitzis because here, so there is a rechav arbo here on top, and here there is a rechav arbo, but here, so there is no rechav abo between here and here. Some mele mechitzes. So and according to Rashi, the svino, the devena svino is much more than you. But at the bottom it narrows down until it becomes the two tfanis join at the bottom. So mainly at the bottom, it doesn't have a rechav dalet, but on top it has a rechav dalet. So mainly, it's not considered as mechitzes because it's mechitzes luyes. So he says, "Emi hanibitzu se demishin emi talutlon behen elo barbo velo yamoron elo shein bipoches mishleisha abo." Avo yeish bipoches migim la'bo leslam bo. Masha'in ken if the shipua starts two tvochim from the karakas vino, so then it's alright. Why? Let's see the Rashi. Emitalkum b'seichon la'bo shetayochim. She'in b'reir b'na'bo milmato. Lifichochim mechitzel mechitzis. V'lo yamoron el b'shikotze shelahen gobei ha'sholish. Shein rochid dalet limato beichel yigbiya gimul mikakios vaafilu yesh beror beyud geiva loy mishtere dichim ditachtein islav mechitze ninu havel ituya islav loy miboye. You can visualize two situations. Now, these are the tfanis of the svino, but they start to be mishipua and they join over here. They join over here. So, one case is where the whole geva from here up to here is just there. So then it's needless to mention that it's not good, because since let's say at this point at three tvochim from the karkas vino, so it begins to be dalet. So that means that it only has a mechitza of seven. So it's not a mechitza. But suppose even if the geiva from here to here, let's say, is 13 tvachim. So even if we disregard the three bottom tvachim of the Deifen Asvino, so we will still be left 10 tvachim. So then you have a mechitza, but it will be a mechitza tluyo. So memele, it's not a mechitza. The chivafil yesh beror beyud geiva. But if it is yeish bepoches megim labo, if let's say the shipua starts to Tvachim, so then it is all right. So then it was Avol Yeish Bipochet Migimul Geiva Reichem Dalet She'atchelo Yitbi Agimul. He achieved Dalet. Now here it begins to be Dalet. Here it begins to be Dalet. So from here to here it's already Dalet. So, and this is 2.5 Tvachim from the Karka Asrino. So then Avol, so the Lord Amorim Shikot Avol Yeish Bipochet Migimul Geiva Reichem Dalet She'atchelo Yitbi Agimul. At the height of 2.5 tvachim from the karka asvino, so it's already rochev dalet. Hareyin ki mishikaki oson eile atkan umchitzisod mechitzisayin mechitzes. So what's the pshat? Now this is what Ravuna says. Now the shipua begins here. So it's like this. The Shipua begins here. So if it is two tvachim from the karka asvino, so then Rashi says, "Harein ki mishkaki oso neila atkan umchitzesei mechitzes." In other words, so which halacha of lovut is Rashi applying? Not the lovut of mechitzes. We discussed it in the sugi of kaveres. There are two halachas of lovut. There is one aloha of lovud, the lovud of mechitzes. And then there is another aloha of lovud, of ka'aves michte damye. And so Rashi is applying not the aloha of lovud of mechitzes, but the lovud of kol poches mikimu ka'aves michte damye. So it doesn't apply only to karke, it can apply to a lovud, and it can apply to the karka asvina too. So in other words, in the case where the shipua begins to tvochim, from the karka asvino, so memele we say that we apply the aloha of lovut of kol poches migimul karas michtadamye. And what's the pshat of kol poches migimul karas michtadamye? We explained it. So many rishonim say that it doesn't mean that it goes down to the karka, but on the contrary, that the karka goes up. So here Rashi is also applying this aloha of lovut. Of kol poches migimul karas michtadamye. So that means that while the end of the daven is here, the end of the daven is here, so then we say kol poches migimul karas michtadamye as if it goes up. So as if this part of the daven, the shipua, goes up, and this part of the daven also goes up, and then so from this point. So in other words, so the mechitzes begin from here. So we have to apply the Rashi that, you see, Rashi said, V'lo yamor, elo b'shikotze shalein govei ashleisho, shein rochiv dalet limato, b'ei chelo yitbi agimu mikaki yose, v'afilu yesh, b'ror v'yud geiva lo yimishtere, d'chim ditachten yislav mechitzen inu arei impuyo. So in other words, what Rashi means, lo yimiboye, if the whole height of the Deifena Asvino from here till here we stand, so of course it's not good because you don't even have Mechitzes Yud. But even if the height from here to here is 13, 14, 15, but if this is 3 Tvachim from the Karka Asvino, so Mimele, that means that Mechitze ends here, so it becomes a Mechitze Tluyo. So in such a case, Ravune says that im yeish bipoches migimul rechav dalet, so then and if let's say the mechitze, the height of the mechitze of the deifen asvino is 13, so mimele if this is 2.5 tvachim or 2.75 of a tefach less than gimul from the karka asvino, so mimele we apply the aloche of lovud of karas michtadamye, and the pshat of karas michtadamye according to Rashi is that the karka goes up as if we imagine as if there had been an elevation. So here too we apply the aloche of lovud of karas michtadamye. So this goes up. So this goes up, and this also goes up. So in other words, so then the end of the daven is from here. So even from here, when you start recognizing from here, you still have 10 tvachim. But suppose the whole height of the day for Asvino would be 10, so then Rabune wouldn't say that Yesh B'Pachas Megimul gave a Rechev Dalet, so Mimele, so Shahareyan Kimishikaki Osinila at Kanu Mechitzei Mechitzes. Because if we say it goes up, so you have to start reckoning from here, not from here. So from here, it would only be seven plus. It wouldn't be 10 for. So we have to apply this to the case where the gave up from here to here is 13, let's say. 13 or more. So if the Rechav Dalet begins at the height of three tvachim from the end of the mechitze, so then it's a mechitze tluyo. Mashein came if it begins at 2.5 tvachim or 2.75 of a tefach from the end of the mechitze. So memelo you apply the aloha of lavut. So we say karas michta damye. So what does it mean karas michta damye? We consider as if there is an elevation. So this is imagined to go up. This is imagined to go up, and this is also imagined to go up. So memele, the mechitza begins here, and from here to here you still have 10. From here to here you have 13, but from here to here you still have 10. So memele, it's a mechitza. That's the pshat marash. Avol yeish bipoches megimul gevar rechav dalet she'achal yipi agimul yichivu dalet harein ki mishkati osa neile atkan u'mechitzos u'mechitzes. But only if from here to here there would be 10. But suppose it's 10 only from here to here. So from here to here there would be 7 plus. So then it wouldn't be mechitz. Maski flo vi malinu kone vuvene leslembo. So what does it mean? If you fill it up with canes and sticks and all kinds of things, willows, so uvene arovadako vi malinu admikim rovbon harein sheres litaltel im yesh misvas rirbon ulimailo yud. Again, so Rashi is referring to a case where the mechitze from here to here is much more than you, because he filled it up with konen uvene. So in other words, so from here to here you put down willows and canes, reeds. So and still from here to the top of the deifen hasvino, so he still has you. So maskel Rav Nachman v'lei migudachis mechitza. In other words, even ein bipoches mishlei shabo. So it still should be good by applying the aloche of gudachis. So what does it mean, the aloche of gudachis? The aloche of gudachis. So it means now when the shipua starts here. So here it's not the aloche dalet. Here it's not the aloche dalet. But let's apply the aloche of gudachis. And the deifen goes down up to the karkayam. So then we don't have mechitzas luyes. Milo tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda imenu atzkona b'shus Rambam reshit Rashba on the kalkav of Chayit al ma'amrinu gudachis mechitze hochen namen nemi gudachis mechitze nachi mechitze. So in other words, so mask that we should say gudachis. Maskel v'Rav Yosef v'lo yishmielu v'hod omar Rav Yehuda omar Rav v'matu bo mishmer Rabchiya v'ton alo v'chachomim petrin. So that means only Rav Yosef v'Rav Yehuda says gedachis, but the chachomim, they reject the whole concept of gedachis. So mimele, so he agrees with Ravune that if it's aim pochus mishlei shabo, so then it's not a ripsa yochid, because we don't say gedachis according to Rabbono. So omalei Omale Abaye Vatli Tisbere. So Abaye addresses himself to Rav Yosef, and he agrees with Rav Nachman. Vatli Tisbere Vatani Amud Bishusarabim Dovey Asor of Rochav Dalet Vim Bikri Dalet Vyej Vikosa Shalei Gimu Vizor Agnachal Gab of Chayev Alma Amrinon Gedachis Mechitzte Hochanami Gedachis Mechitzte. So Mide Yirye Hosom havelei mechitze she'agdoyim beikim bo, hoche havelei mechitze she'in agdoyim beikim bo. So Rashi explains it, that it's all part and parcel of a bias mem. It's not that it's all the hemshech of a bias mem. Now let's see the Rashi. ולא מיגוד אחיס, מכנגד מיד הסחור בונה אלגין, ומאטו, כלומר ידס עד קרה כאן בחוץ. עד קרה כאן בחוץ. תרס כלי נומק יוד, בונה מידי דין לגי ויוד, שמיד עשה קונה אילה לבגי לי, והקונה אין רוחף הרבו, אלו שנעים רמחיץ עד תרס כל גוד אחיס, ונמצא מעקיד עשה קונה, והבה להקף המחיץ מי הקרקע, ובמיילו, לשב ידי שאלו שסע יוחד, ועם זו רק משזרה בין ודוח על גבו פחי, ומאטו בו יש שמאטם דובר אחי, אבל אם אשר פחיון, וחכומים פטרים, אלמו לא אמרינו גוד אחיס, ואתו מחיץ את לויו, So in other words, so that's the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef, because Rav Nachman is assuming that the aloche of Gudachis is considered by the Rabbonon too, and Rav Yosef says only Rav Yosef Rav Yude holds Gudachis. But the Rabbonon, they reject, under all circumstances, the aloche of Gudachis. So then Abaye says, no, the atlet is bere, damrin kai gavne, and you have to say that even the Chachomim agree, except the aloche of Gudachis. Voraye, because it says Amud Bishus Rabin Govi Asor Vrochav Dalet, and that's the Rabbonon, that's not Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude. So we say Gudachis. Ve'im Bikre Rochav Dalet, ve'yesh Bikotza Shalei Gimu. Eise Kotza Shalei Krei, she'eni Rochav Dalet, ve'yesh Begei Ve'gimu. Ve'ayin Rebuse, ve'lek Lemei Malovut, mimokim Shekol Rarbe Likarka, avlo Havri Shayochet. So there is a taste of Sakashi. Monef Shechif, it's Gimu, some Mele, So we cannot say, so there is no lovud, and memele it's mechitza shav, goyim beikim tach. So we have to say, in order to answer Tesis Kashi against Rashi, that Rashi only says, Rashi doesn't mean, yesh begev a gimul or more. If it's more than gimul, so then according to Rabbonot Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, we don't say gudachis, because it's mechitza shav, goyim beikim tach. But he means, yesh begev a gimul, exactly gimul. Exactly, Gimel, not more than Gimel, but just Gimel. So, the Kotah Shalei just Gimel Tvachim. And the Rabbonon also agree with the Aloch of Gedachis. But, if Gdoyim are Beikim Tachtov, so then it's Mevatel the Mechitze. Apparently, Rashi holds that the height of a goat, is 3 Tvachim. The height of a goat, even of a small kid, a small goat, is 3 Tvachim. So, Mimele, true, we cannot apply the aloche of lovut. We can, because it's gimul tvochim. Only when it's poches mi gimul, we can say lovut. But if it's gimul, we cannot apply the aloche of lovut. But the Rabbonon also apply the aloche of gedachis. But they don't apply the aloche of gedachis and the yabosho because of pkiyas gdoim. But, so, when is the pkiyas gdoim? If it's more than gimul. But if it is just gimul mitzumtzomeis, since the height of gdoim itself is Gimel, so there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim, so even according to the Rabbonon, we apply the Aloch of Gudach. That's the Pshat Narash. The Amrin on Gudach is Mechitzte, so if Mechitzisewa Mechneged Rov Olmato Kilu Kulei Shok. Kilu Shok. So, Omalei, Hochename, so Midi Yirye, now, Hochename Gudach is Mechitzte, Midi Yirye. So it's all part, Kula Abay Omalei Rav Yisir. Die hode meise reihe wir kommen in Petrim klum reile kam hod die traskel patra rabono no so it's one hemshech of a bayis memre and he says a baye is supporting Rav Nachman's memre in other words the team according to rabono we should say by svino gudachis because wo reihe because the rabono say gab ya amud bish sarabim gab ya sor och dalet wenn wir gedalet in got a shalei gimu so we say gudachis why because since it's only gimu not more than gimu so the male gdoim cannot be baking tacht of because the height of gdoim themselves is gimu so the male even according to rabono we say gudachis and the only reason is why by trasko they don't say gudachis because the kone is much more than gimel. So mimele there is pkiyas goyim, but mashenkin b'mayim, when there is no pkiyas goyim, or just pkiyas dogim, lo yishmo pkiya. This is how Rashi explained it. Umidi yirye, hosom havali mechitz shnagdoyim beikim bo, hoche havali mechitz shnagdoyim beikim bo. So in other words, according to Rashi, this is all part and parcel of Abaye's memre, and Abaye is supporting Rav Nachman, in other words, as against Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said that the Rabbonon of Rav Yosef and Rav Yude reject the concept of Gudachis altogether, whereas Rav Nachman says they do not reject, they only reject the concept of Gudachis by Trasko. So Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman. Why by Traskel they reject, the Rabbonim reject the Council of Gedachis? Because by Traskel, so there is a Pkiyas Gdoyim. Masha'in came by Omud Bershus Arabim, where the Kotzer Shalei is just Gimel, so there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim, because the height of Gdoyim themselves is Gimel Tvachim. So Memele, even the Rabbonim agree that we say Gedachis. So Memele by Yav, by Svino, where there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim, so we even according to Rabbonim we say Gedachis. So Memele, Abaye is saying, he supports Rav Nachman, and against Ravune, that means by Bitzos the mission, so Mitaltil in Bohen, even if Aim Bipoches Mishleisha Abo, why? Because we say Gedachis. We say Gedachis. Now, Teisve says another pshat in this Indian of Bitzose de Mishin. Alright, but this is Rashi's pshat. This is Rashi's pshat. Omalei Ravache Brei, the Ravache le Ravash, Gabi Svino Name Oike Pkiasdom. So, alright. So, Bishlei me Gabi Omud Bushis Arabin Dovi Asol Bevachem Dalet. Since the height of Gdoim is 3, so Mimele, when it is the Kotzer part, he just Gimel, so Mimele, so there is no Pkias Doim. Mashein came by Svino, so you have Pkias Dogin, so you shouldn't say Gudachis, according to the Rabbonim from Israel. Gabi Svino namo ike Pkias Dogin, omale Pkias Dogin lo ishmet ki, umenot emre, de boye mene ratavle. Mirobi, mechitzo pluyo, mahu shetata... I'm sorry that I have to finish the shiur now, because I have an appointment with someone. So, but you, for Tuesday, you should go over the sugi of Mechita Tluyo in Erev Daf Pivo and in Suke Daf Tezayin, the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi, whether Mechita Tluyo is effective Kabi Suke or not. And so, I mean, so you should go over both the sugi. The two sugyas, the sugya in Sukkot after Zion, and also the sugya in Erev Daf Pivov, and also the Reb Chaim, the last part of the Reb Chaim, on the union of Kaveres. So he points out that Rashi and the Rach in the sugya of Bisosa de Mishan, so they are litamai. And if you can look up in the Oruch, Erech Beitzo, and Erech Gud, but Gud is spelled there Gimul Dalet, not Gimul Vov Dalet. So you'll see that the Oruch mentions both Pshatim, the Rach's Pshat. In one place he mentions the Rach's Pshat, in another place he mentions the Rashi's Pshat. But the way he mentions Rashi's Pshat is different, a little different than Rashi, because according to Rashi, so the Gemara of Bitzus Edemishen has reference to the case, as I explained it, where the Tfanis Asvino are more than Yud. Because if they will be exactly Yud, so then Ravune wouldn't say that that in Yesh B'poches Megimul Arbo, so then it's alright. But the Oruch, in Erech of Gud, in Erech of Beitzo, so he explains it like the Rach. But in the Erech of Gud, he explains it like Rashi, but he applies it to a case where the whole height of the Deifen Asvino is just 10. So the Oruch there is very strange. So, Bishleim according to Rashi, that the height of the Svino is much more than 10, is 13 at least. So you can understand this why he says, V'malinu kune v'uven eles lembo. Because from the point where you place the reeds, the canes, so you still have from that point on, to the top of the Deifen Asvino, you still have 10 Tvachim. But according to the to them, to the Oruch. So from that point on, you just have seven Tvochim. So what kind of a mechitza is it? So he says, since from that point on you have Dalet, so Mimele, it looks like a mechitza Yud over a Reich of Dalet all the way. I mean, but that is very strange.
Shir Samach Dalet, Shabbos Chofei Adar Heitav Shalom, Zayin March 1577 on Tuesday.
Very long shir in your day.
Let's see the Rashi. We didn't go over the Rashi. There is Rashi's Pshat and the Rabbeis of Rashi's Pshat here in the Gemara. Now, so we saw that Rashi explains Rabune when Rabune says, "Avol yesh bipoches migimul arbo less lumber." So, "Avol yesh bipoches migimul arbo less lumber." "Avol yesh bipoches migimul arbo less lumber." In other words, the Svina goes like this, and then it starts to be mishum. It starts to be mishupe. So after here, it's straight. And then it starts to be mishupe, and then the two tfanim connect here. Connect here. So Rabune says, lo yamor nelesheim bipoches mishlei shabo. In other words, when do we say that you cannot be mitaltel in that tzvino? Only if at the point where the shipua starts, so then... So then when you're still so it's gimu tvochim from the karak, gimu tvochim above the karak, avo yehi pachis gimu avo leslembo. So Rashi says, v'lo yamol b'shikot shalein gavi ashorish shein rochet dalet v'mato beit shalit b'ya gimu mikak yosi v'afilu yeish b'ror b'yud geiva lo mishteret. So even though the Deifen had Asvino is much more than 10, but in view of the fact that where the Shipua starts, here the Shipua starts, so here it's above Gimel Tvochim from the Karak Asvino, from this point. So even though from the top of the Deifen, up to here, where the Shipua starts, you have Yud, but it's Mechitza Tluya. It remains suspended by Avin. If we don't say Good Achis, that was the argument raised by Rav Nachman. But if we don't say, Ravune said, we don't say Good Achis. So Memela, that means, here it ends the Mechitza. Here it ends the Mechitza. So it's Mechitza Tluya. So two we have, from here to here we have 10. But it ends by Avin. So it's a mechitza tluyo. Mechitza tluyo ain't on a terrace. But, avo yesh bipoches migimu geiva reicha dalet. In other words, let's say, here the shipua starts. And the shipua starts, at the point where the shipua starts, it's poches migimu from the karkas, you know, it's poches migimu from here. So then, she'achole biu gimu yechivu dalet, harein ki mishaki keose eile, at kanu mechitzeres and mechitzeres. So we said last time, because here we apply the aloha of lovut, not of lovut of mechitzes, but lovut of kearis michte damir. Now the question is, this aloha of lovut, of kol poches megimul kearis michte damir, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that it's considered as if the chifetz is down, or we consider as if the karka goes up? So we said that according to Rashi, now we discussed that question in the sugi of Kaveres. So we saw that the Muhammad says, the Ramban says, that the pshat in Lovut of Kol Pochas Mekimu Karas Michta Damye is not that the chifetz goes down, but that the surface of the karka goes up, as if there had been a bump, an elevation in the karka. That's what the Ramban says. And Rashi Shite in Kaveres, is that the lovut over there is not the lovut of Kol Pochas Megimul, but the lovut of Mechitzes. But as far as the lovut of Kol Pochas Megimul, Karas Mirch Damye, Rashi agrees with the Ramban, that the pshat
In kol pochas mikimu karas mich the damye is not that we consider the chifetz on the karake, but that the surface of the karake goes up. There is an elevation. We imagine that there is an elevation on the karake. So here we apply the aloche of kol pochas mikimu. The aloche of lovu doesn't apply only to the karka oret, it applies to the karka svina too. So in other words, if this point is two tvochim from here, from the karka svina, so mimele we apply the aloche of lovu, of kare smichte damye. In other words, of kisvine smichte damye. And apparently Rashi Shite is like the Ramban, that it means that it goes up. So mele, so we consider as if this, I can't bend my hand, so as if it goes up, and this goes up, so then it flattens out. So mele, the mechitze ends, it flattens out here. So where does the mechitze end? Here. So it's not the mechitze tluya. This is how Rashi explains it. So, in other words, so, Abel Yeish B'pochas Midimul Gev Arichad Dalet, because we say so in other words, since this is two and a half tvochim from here, so we consider as if this went up, the karka svina here went up and it was raised up to here, and this also went up and it flattened out. Where did it flatten out? Not here. It flattened out here. So the mechitze ends at the karka. So mele, it's not the mechitze kluya. This is Rashi. Alright. Now, then Rabune says, V'malinu kone v'uvene less lombo. And suppose over here, where the shipua starts here, suppose he puts some reeds here, and so then less lombo. Why? So according to Rashi's pshat, that Rabune has reference to the case where from here to here you have 10. Not only from here to here you have 10, but from here to here you have 10. So mele, if you put reeds here, so from here to here you have a mechitza of 10, and it's certainly not a mechitza tluya, because the reeds, that's the ground of the svino of the rishus ayochid. So it's certainly not a mechitza tluya. So this is what Rashi says. Uvene arovo tako bimalina mekei rochvan arein sheves l'tako im yeish misfas reyo bono lomai lo yud. So Rashi emphasizes v'medvor namorim, if you have from this point up to here 10, but suppose you have 10 only from this point up to here, not from this point, so then so you don't have a mechitza of 10 that is not tluya. Alright, now that's Rashi. So then, Rav Nachman raised the question. Rav Nachman raised the question. V'lei megudachis mechitzte, miloi tanya rabi yeis v'rabi yudei meya, no atzkone v'yoshus rabi, uv'rei shitrasko v'zorak v'noch al gabov chayev, al ma'amrino megudachis mechitzte, hochename ne megudachis mechitzte. So even though this is Gimu Tvochim, Gimu or more than Gimu Tvochim. From here, so, but we still should say Gudachis, so Mele, so true here, it's the Shipua starts, let us say that this goes down in erect position, not in the Shipua position. In erect position. So it will go down till the Karkayav. So Mele, it's not a Mechitza Tluya. So it's not in the chitzatul. Milo itanye, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, imanu atzkonu b'shiz rab, mre shitras, b'lo nabgav chayo, omarim b'zachim chitzte, hochanam ni b'zachim chitzte. Maskif lo Rabbi Yisrael, v'lo ishmi alo hod v'od, omar Rabbi Yudah, omar Rab, umoti bo mishim rafri, yutam al chachomim peitrin. So that means, chachomim reject the whole concept of gudachis, under all circumstances. The gudachis is to be rejected. This is what Rabbi Yisrael said. Omar Abaye, no, the chachomim don't reject the whole concept of Gudachis under all circumstances. In only under certain circumstances they reject. The atletismo atani amu shizakam gavi asor of dalid le dalid because shalei kimu vizom nechagav chayev amad yizakim chitzte. So, but But the Chachomim Achilik and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei, so Midiyoye, that's part and parcel of a bias memory. So it's a hemshech of a bias memory. Midiyoye, Hosom Havali Mechitze Agdoyim Beikimbo, Hosom Havali Mechitze Shein Agdoyim Beikimbo. So in other words, when do the Rabbonon, when are the Rabbonon Chilik and the Din of Gudachis, where there is a Pkiyas Gdoyim? But here by Svino there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim, so even the Rabbonon, or by Amud, there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim, so even the Rabbonon will be made that we say Gudachis Mechitze. So Abaye agrees with Rav Nachme against Ravune, and he says that even from here to here, even this point where the Shibua starts, so is more than Yimut Tvochim from the Karkas Rino. So it's still all right coming out because we say Gudachis and it goes down up to the Karkayan. This is what he said. Alright, so then he asked him, but Gabis Rino, there is no Pkias Doim, there is Pkias Dogim, so Pkias Dogim Moshmaki. Now let's see the whole Rashi. We went over the day before yesterday, but let's go over again. The Rashi we didn't go over. So it's Pkias Doim. So we said that apparently Rashi holds that the height of Doim is Gimut Vachim. So Mele, if it is just Gimut, not more than Gimut, so it's saying there is no Pkias Doim. By Traskel, so there is a big hollow, much more than Gimut. So there is Pkias Doim. Mashiach in here, there is just a Gimut. So the height of the Gdoim themselves is Gimu. So there is no Pkias Gdoim. So Memele, even according to Rabbanan, we say Gudach. Tam gudun gudach is Mechiste, so Mechisel Mechneget Rambo, ule matu kul kol vishove. Och a name bitzis, the mish name le Gudach. Midi yeye, hosom kul abayom, Rav Yeitzi, di hodi maise rai vachachom, peitrim, kulum rai ilikan, odi trasko ito pat Rabbanan, mishun davi Mechitze shak doim beikim bo, mil mato boorets, tachas Mechitze sa trasko, shem shute islaod, na koil chalcat, ופקיעס גויים מגעקרס למה גודחיס שערים מתחתיו אבל בסבינו לקה פקיעס גויים שאין לחויים לתחתיהן וכן בעמוד אם דרך לסחח בבלעה בתח השיפועי שאין יהיה למה פקיעס דוגים לא שמו פקיעיה תיסי דרשס לא שניס וכן בעמוד אם דרך לסחח בבלעה בלעה בתח השיפועי שאין למה why does Rashi say אם דרך לסחח בבלעה because Rashi שיטה is that the height of Gdolim is 3 tvachim so if the Gdi would be mitzamtzim itself and you know strain itself to push itself through, it will be possible for the Gdi, but it's not the derech of the Gdi to be mitzamtzim itself and to bend down so much. So memele, there is no pkias doy. Pkias dogim lo shvo pkia lifishen anir. All right, bichove she derech liyis mechitzis. מי יש בו מחיצי שנופל תחתיהם כיום עשו מי לא לטוויס? מהו שטטו לטטו בחובה שלא יגיד חוצורי של שרד? So, what was the answer? אומר לי, מחיצה תלויו מטרס אלו במי. קלו שהקילו חכומים במי. אלו במי אם כי לזוס טרשי למי לא מנייה, תתנם בעיר הבדאי זה מחיצה תלויו סוב וממלא וכן בעיר שבין שני חצרס. ויכול כל במחיצה תלויה ממעלו, ממעלו זה מכאן וזה מכאן, ואף על פי שלא יהיה, so that's the mission era. הוי כפקי הסדוגים, אלו שמע מנו הפקי הסדוגים לא שבפקי. גבי זוס, הוי כפקי הסדוגים, גבי זוס, כך נראה שיטה זוגי. אבל מה שפיר של רבי זה? So then there is the פיר של רבי זה, which is a very strange פשע. תומק, שהיא פיר שהוא, תחי מתבקור עם תורה ש... So מידי יהיה איזה המשך. Of Abaye's memory. In other words, Abaye, so the Maskone of the Gemore is supporting Rav Nachman, not Rav Chi, not Ravun. But the Rabbi Isai say something else. The high midi here, Hosom, Shem Havel, Mechitze, Shagdoi, Beikimbo, so not as Rashi explains, that it's Abaye saying it, but it's not Rabbi, it's Rav Yisai. Rav Yisai is retorting back to Abaye. Abaye said, Abaye agreed with Rav Nachman that Gabi Svino, which is the mission. We should say the Aloch of Gudachis according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So the Midir, yeah. So Rav Yisef is saying it. What did Rav Yisef say? Rav Yisef, so he agreed with Ravune. So the Midir, yeah, Rav Yisef is saying. So in other words, according to the rabbis of Rashi, the maskone of the Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat, the maskone of the Gemara is like Rav Nachman, not like Ravune. But according to rabbis of Rashi, the maskone of the Gemara is like Ravune. Oh. Midi hoch mich nach mich sag doin beke vor. Rav Yisiko mad la bai. Hoch midi yoy. Har da amud le doch. Because what did Abai say? Abai agreed with Rav Nachman that the Rabbonon of Rav Yisiko per Rav Yude agreed that there is a din of Gudachis. There is a din of Gudachis by Svina. This is what Abai said. So Rav Yisiko said no. That according to the Rabbonon of Rav Yisiko per Rav Yude there is no Gudachis. There is no Gudachis by Svina either. So midiyoye, that's how it is. Midiyoye hardamut l'yoche. Hoso mishum dehave mechitzo shagdoin beikim bo. Utzricho l'gudachis. Hilkach amrinom bo gudachis. Avol gabi svino. So in other words, so Rav Yisef is saying to Abaye, why do you say Abaye? That Rabbonon of Rav Yisef Rav Yehuda admit there is a din of Gudachis by Svino. Why? Because they admit the din of Gudachis Gabi Omud. Where by Omud. So Rav Yisef is saying, no, the Rabbonon admit the din of Gudachis Gabi Omud. Why? Because Gabi Omud, so it's a doing breaking. Omud is doing breaking. According to the rabbis of Rashi, so doing is breaking. In other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Omud, the Kotzer Shalei is Gimel, so Memele, the Rabbi, so Rashi holds that even though it's Gimel, so it's ain't going back in Tachto, because the height of the Gdoim is also Gimel. But the Rabbi of Rashi holds, no, since we see even from Rashi, that it's possible for the goats to push themselves through, they strain themselves, and they bend down to the maximum. So Memele, the Rabbi of Rashi holds, that where the kotzer is gimel, so that's considered gdoyim boikim tachto. So that's why the rabbonon made it, because by omud where the kotzer is gimel, so it's there is pkias doyim. So where there is pkias doyim, then we do say gudachis according to the rabbonon. We do say gudachis. So that's the reason why the chachomim say by omud gudachis. Mashenkin gabi svino, there is no pkias doyim, so then we don't say gudachis. Just the reverse. Hilkach amrin gedachis, aber gabi svino, the leke pkias doyim, we amrin gedachis, utomat. So in other words, besides the kashes from the gemores, it doesn't even make sense, I mean, never mind the gemores, without any gemores, it doesn't even make sense. In other words, so according to Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi, Rabbi Yisef is saying that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisef and Rabbi Yude apply the din of gedachis by omud, where the kotzer is gimel. But by Svino they don't apply. Why by Omud? Yes, because by Omud there is Pkias Goyim. But by Svino there is no Pkias Goyim. So in other words, Dafke, according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, when do we say Gudachis? Dafke when there is Pkias Goyim. Dafke when there is Pkias Goyim. So why are the Chelik of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude by Yoatz Chomet? Why are the Chelik? So there must be a fundamental distinction between the case of Noach Kone and of Omud, where the Kotzer is Gimel. The Rabbonon Achilik HaReis Rav Yude only by Noach Kone. But by Omud, they're not Chilik. Now the Miri, I mean before we start to explain the Shite, or even before we even try to explain the Shite of the Rabbi Yisrael, but I must mention the two days that I already mentioned when we learned the first period. The two days in the Miri, and our Gemara, the Miri says, now the question that arises here, how can, alright, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says, we say Gudachis. Even though there is a Mechitzas Gdoy. So why in other words, Mechitzas, Pkias Doy, even though there is a Pkias Doy. So Pkias Doy is not Mevatel the Mechitzas, fine. But Gudachis should not be stronger than Gudasik. When do we say Gudasik? With Asik we say only if you have a mechitza of 10. But if you don't have a mechitza of 10, if you have a mechitza of 5, you don't say with Asik. It goes up and mele we have a mechitza of 10. So why should we say with Achis? So there is one wash in the Miri that when those Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yudah say by Noah Tzonen and Ubereshi Trasto that we say with Achis only if the Tvani had Trasto. The Tvani had Trasto themselves have Yud. The Tvani had Trasto themselves have Yud. Let's say this is a Trasto. Trasto is like a basket. So in other words, so this is a Trasto and then it has a Deifen and he put it like this on the corner. He put it like this on the corner. So it has Yud, this is Yud. So in such a case, Rabbi Yisi says, we say good achis. But if he doesn't have Tvanim, if the Traskel doesn't have Tvanim Yud, then even Rabbi Yisi doesn't say good achis. So that means that the Rabbanon say that we don't say good achis, even though the Tvanim and Traskel themselves are Yud. Alright, that's one motion. The other motion is, it's a very strange pshat, the Gemara. Because Pashtes, the Traskel, does not have Tvanim of Yud. But the other washing is not that even without Tfanim of Yud, so Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah says Gudachis. So in other words, so Gudachis is distinguishable from Gudasik. In order to say Gudasik, we must first have Mechitzes. But in order to say Gudachis, even if we don't have Mechitzes. So in other words, so the Rishonim will say that we only say Gudachis even according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. If we have Tvanis of 10, so they say by Trasko there are Tvanis of 10, and by Omud, when even the Chachomim say good achis, by Omud, where Kotzer is the Vea Gimel, so the Miri says, according to these Rishonim, so he also has reference to a case where the thick part of the Omud is Yud. There is a narrow part of the Omud, and there is a thick part of the Omud. So in other words, let's say like the Omud. So here it's narrower, here it's wider. So in other words, so from here to here, from the beginning of the thing where the thick part of the Omud begins, up to the top of the Omud, there is already 10. So in such a case, we say good achis. Say good achis. Alright. This, now, apparently, according to the Rabbeis of Rashi, so the case of Trasko, so the machleket between Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yudah in connection with Trasko has reference to the case where the Tvanim of the Trasko is not Yud. So that's exactly the reason as to why Rabbanon Achilik and Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yudah. In other words, this is what Rabbi Yisib is saying according to the pshat of the Rabbeis of Rashi. In other words, midir. In other words, it's true that you see that the Rabbono and the Chachomim themselves by Omut where the Kotzeir is gave a gimel so they say Gudachis. So over there they say Gudachis because the thick part from the point where the Omut it becomes thicker, we have the Rechav Dalet. So up to the end of the Omud, there is a Giva Yud. So in such a case, the Rabbonon say good achis. And the only reason as to why the Rabbonon achil can Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah is because over there, the Kone does not have Dalet al Dalet. And the Traskel itself does not have Tvanim of Yud. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim achil can Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. But by Omud, where from the thick part of the Omud, has a Giva Yud, so even the Rabbonon say, we say good achis. Why? Because over there is Kiyas Gdoy. Because if the Kotzeya is Gavaya Gimel, so then Gdoyim can push themselves through. Even though it's not comfortable for them, but they can push themselves through. So Mimele, it's considered, so there is Kiyas Doim. So that's why we say Gudachis. Mashenki Basrino, there is no Kiyas Doim, so we don't say Gudachis. Now the question arises. Apart from all the kashes, it doesn't make sense. I mean, so what if there is Kiyas Doim, then we say Gudachis. Even though this is easily penetrated through, I mean, so it's still, we say Birachis. And if there is no Kriyas Goyim, so it's not so readily penetrated through, so then we don't say Birachis. So it's just the other way. I mean, it's... So apparently, the Shita of the Rabbi Sof of Rashi is... The Shita of the Rabbi Sof of Rashi is that the Halacha of Birachis is only Shayach in the Mokim Ports. In open space, we can say Birachis. In the Mokim Sosum, we don't say Birachis. In the Mokim Sosum, we don't say Birachis in the Mokim Sosum. We don't say Birachis in the Mokim Sosum. So, Gabi is, so in the Mele, in open space, we only say Birachis in open space. But where it's Sosum, in the Mokim Sosum, we do not say Birachis. So in other words, let's say, so Mimele, Gabi is Svino. So, Gabi, the Hosom Mishum, so, Tomai Tishem Pirshut, Han Midi Yoyo Hosom Mishum, Havu Mechitish Agdoyim Beitimbo, Rav Yisiko Mahadol Abai, Hoche, Midi Yoyo, Har Damod Loch, Hosom, משום דהב מחיצה שהגדולים בייקים הוא צריכן לגודחץ היו כך אמרינם בגדחץ because they are גדולים is בייקים. Why is גדולים בייקים? Well, because what do you have there? אביה. So ממילא, so if גדולים can be בייקים בו, so that means you have אביה, so you have a hollow, so it's an open space. In open space you can say גודחץ מחיצתה. Mashainke, Gabisvino, so you have mine. You have mine. Aval Gabisvino, the lekeb kias doin. So it's all filled up with mine. So it's a mokim sosok. How can you say Gudachis in a mokim sosok? I mean, I wouldn't say it. Because even though mine is, it fills up the space, but still, you know, you can penetrate through it. But this is the shite. This is the shite of the Rabbeisov. That Gabimayim Avgal Svinah Lekeb Kiyas Doim. In other words, there is no Avir. There we have Mayim. So it's a Mokim Soso. Gabi Omud, so we have Avir. And you see, I mean, that the goats can pass through there. Why? Because it's all hollow. There is just Avir. So Mimele, it's a Mokim Poles. It's a Mokim Poles, so we can say Gudachis. Avgal Gabi Svinah. So there we have mine. So it's all full with mine. We are giving good achis. As a matter of fact, I mean, not that it necessarily had, there is any logical connection. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Baravuna says, that my ares mich the damye. So in other words, so we consider the mayim as if it had been an extension of the offer akarke that is beneath the yam, beneath the water. So memele, Gabim, since it is filled up with water, so it's considered in Mokim Sosom. You don't say Gudachis, extend the Mechitze. The Ged Mechitze is here in the water. You don't say that it should extend through the Mayim, because that's in Mokim Sosom. It's Otom. Mayim is also considered as Otom. This is the Pshat in the Rabbi. Avo Gabim Svila, like a Pkiyas Doim, Amino Gudachis. Automatic. In other words, according to the Rabbi Sof, so Pkiyas Doim is not a chisor that prevents Gudachis. On the contrary, it's a mile. But that's why the Chachomim, it's a mile even according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh. And the only reason is why the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh, because Rabbi Yisrael Yudeh applies the Aloch of Gudachis even though you don't have Mechitzes of Yud. So the Rabbonon Achelik, Mashayim King Gabomut, where you have Mechitzes of Yud, so even the Rabbonon say Gudachis if there is Pkiyas Doim. The automati momu rabbi sakei. The after language. Don't be very kami de hirav. Betray duch the amrinon. Pki as doim liku be gudachis. Do lo leim re bimchitza tuyo. Ve oche ich amrinon de mahani gabi gudachis. And the counter we see that pki as doim is a chison. Not a mile. Ve oi my dech ke de rabbi yisev lishnu yoche. Neim le yomane rabbi yisev rabbi yudin. Va bei gut wenn mein Meister bei warte tiefere ho vader der bisse bei beauty durch hasin und der kommen in petrin da betrast er war koch hoch hai mit hier je maskole die milze dabei und mein mal der abonnen kam gelei du dann je trast lewis so that words So of course, most Rishonim are chilek on the pshat of the Rabbis of Rashi, but there are Rishonim who pass like Rashi. That's the Ozerua, Hilcha Shabbos. The Ozerua, how can we see whether who pass like the Rabbis of Rashi, not like Rashi? How can we see whether Rishon agrees with the pshat of the Rabbis of Rashi or not? So there is a very simple test, a very simple criteria whereby we can determine as to whether a Rishon agrees with the pshat of Rabbis of Rashi or not. Because, you see, how do we pass? If we pass like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Huneh, that means that those Rishonim who pass like Rav Nachman, that by Betzeisa the Mishen, by Betzeisa the Mishen, so it's Mutar L'Taltel, Abo, even if it is Ein B'Pochas Mishleisha Abo, like Rav Nachman, so that means they don't agree with the Pshat of Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi. But if you find Rishonim that pass like Rav Huneh, that Betzeisa the Mishen, so in Mitaltelim Ba'abo, in the case Ein B'Pochas Mishleisha Abo, in other words, that we don't say good achis. Why shouldn't we say good achis? But after all, we should say good achis, because Pkiyas Dogim Loshmo Pkiye. So the answer is no. If we find such Rishonim that pass like Rav Huneh, so that will be a riot, that they agree with the Pshat of Rabbis of Rashi, and the Ozerua is that Rishon who passes like Rav Huneh, not like Rav Nachman. In other words, he accepts the Pshat of the Rabbis of Rashi. Now, Reb Chaim is Midayik, deduces from Rashi's Pshat that Rashi Shiti is that there is no prerequisite of Karkadal. In other words, you see, from the Yerushalmi says by Beir that it has to be in Nurbel Apot, so it appears that there is a requirement of Karka Dalet, in addition to the prerequisite of Mokim Tashmish of Dalet, Mokim Oru Litashmish Dalet, Mokim Dalet Oru Litashmish, there is another requirement of Karka Dalet. That's how it appears from the Yerushalmi. But the Chaim says that Rashi Shite is in the Suri of Taveres, he says. That Rashi Shita in Taveres is that there is no requirement of Karkadalet. A Rishayochid does not necessarily have to have a ground of Dalet al Dalet. It has to have a Mokim Roli Tashmish of Dalet. So from this Rashi, it's mashma like that, and it's Rashi Shitose. Because Rashi explains the Gemara. Of the Leimi Gudachis Mechitzte. In other words, if the Sfino goes like this, and then the Shikua starts. So you should say, Gudachis Mechitzte. Let us say that the Mechitzte goes down in a right position. Up to where? Up to the Karakayam. But up to the Karakayam, but you don't have Karakadalet. You cannot be Mitzari that the Karak behind the Mechitzte, behind the Shikua, because the Mechitzte is Mapsik. How can you call? If we say Gudachis, so in other words, so you'll say that the Karak here, beneath, is mitzuref to Dalet al Dalet that you cannot do because the mechitza that is bishipua here is mafsik between the karka here and the karka asvina. So you don't have karka dalet. So even by applying the aloche, of gudachis, How does the Svino become a Rishus Ayochid? But the Karka Svino, in final analysis, does not have Karka Dalet. The answer is Rashi Lishitosi. Just as Rashi in the Sugi of Kaveres holds that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet, so here too, this is what Reb Chaim says. I mean, it's Mucher. It's impossible to refute that right. Alright, now let's see the taste. Hane bitzos de mish li pir sharash de mifore shein tzores bermat shein tzores bermat kosh de khay khad bot mit de shos yochi mish mit les bitalet o khanam li pir mit din kamles ki dom ab fer kam mit din kamles prus mit dalet va kimu bo rabonon mi kul de shos yochi de ave mokim dalet de ave mokei dalet hu de ave kamles vi loy mokim to. So this is the first kashin. So that's no kashin. I mean, the Rav Chibisharan mentions the name of the Rav, but even if the Rav didn't say it, I mean, we could say it ourselves. In other words, the Rashi Shita is that there is a fundamental distinction between the halacha of Dalet al Dalet in regard to Rishus HaYochid, and the halacha of Dalet al Dalet in regard to Karmelis. In regard to Rishus HaYochid, so it has to have a Mokim Dalet all over, the whole game of view. So the Mokim Dalet has to be coextensive with the whole Mechitze. It has to be coextensive with the Geva Yud. But suppose at one point it has a Mokim Dalet, but at other points within the Geva Yud it does not have Dalet al Dalet, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Some Mele, here we say, Hanu Bitzosi Mishet. So true, let's say, so if this is more than Gimel Tvochim from the Karka Asrino, so true, from here to here, there is Dalet. At this point, 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 but at this point, there is no Dalet. So in other words, since the Mokim Dalet is not coextensive with the whole game of Yud, so it's not Rishus HaYochid, Mashenkin and Karmelis, if in one place it has Dalet, so the whole thing is a Karmelis. This is what the Rosh says. Yesh Miforsh. No, the Rosh says something else, another. Oh, I mean, but the Chiddush HaRan says, Vim Teima. Adarabe, Kim Denke, Bekakosu da Lepochim, Eim Dino Kamules, Do Eim Kamu Lepochim da Lepochim, Vim Kim Havel Mokim Tu, Umut Al Tal Tuchulo. That's Teisus Kashi. Vyesh, Yesh Miforsh, Vim Dino Kamules Lo Nafke, Kim Diz Be Dalet Al Dalet, Beize Mokim Shehei, Kedim Sheyovel Gilead Gilasot. It doesn't have to be coextensive with the whole Geva Asot. If at one point there is Dalet Dalet, so mainly it's already a Karmelis. Then the Rosh says something else. Rorans al kosaf mistabeli dal fliyei el mokim ptu kar dine di mitalten be el mitale damis. So even in mokim ptu you're not allowed to be mitalte el more than dalet damis. The halacha mokim ptu is that it's bottled to either issues. So mainly it can be mitaltil from the Mokim Tur into a Karmelis, from Mokim Tur into Rishus HaRabim, from a Mokim Tur into Rishus HaYochid, but to be mitaltil in the Mokim Tur itself. Mokim Tur itself, Dalet Ames, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. So that's something else, that's all. But this is what the Ram, that's the Teretz given by the Ram himself. Now, so that's the first cash. The Oid, מי פורח לי מגודחס מחיצה, מה מייל שיהיה מחיצס, מבחוץ, כיוון שמפנים, אין שום רווח מוקים דל, ולא הניח את השמי שום, ודפן הסבינו שביקוצה מלבט אל גודחס, כמו יחלוקו במחצה לדליה. ויעיד, לא מולים עלינו כאן לבובנה, אף אגב גלוי מולון, כיוון ביוחי למעלה, שחושך בשוס היוחי. So yes, two separate kashas, thesis. One kasha is how can we avail ourselves of the halacha of gedachis? So what if we do apply the halacha of gedachis? So what does it mean? That the mechitzes go down up to the karkayam, but still inside the svino, so there is no mokim dalet. Ma meil sheyam chitzes mbachutz, kim shem bifnim, eim shom revach, mokim dalet, veloiniche tashmishto. So that can also be answered. Because Rashi emphasized, in the whole Gemara, he emphasizes the concept of mechitzes luis. In other words, the problem that we have here, if we don't say gudachis, is that we have mechitzas luyas. Not that we don't have mokim dalet. Apparently, that didn't disturb Rashi. The whole problem, and the only reason is why Ravune, who doesn't apply the halacha of gudachis, so why aren't we, why isn't the svino Rishus HaYochid because the mechitzes are mechitzes tluyas. So Ravuna says, "Belo yamor on lo shem mipachas mishloisha abo." Then it is mechitzes tluyas. I will give you pachas migimul abo. So then, so we say that kol pachas migimul ki svino smichte damye. So we consider as if the karka svino goes up. So if the karka svino goes up, so mimele the mechitzes ends here. So it's not the mechitzes tluyas. So we cannot say pochis, so it's not pochis negimu. So then the mechitza is a mechitza tluya. Not because there is no mokin dalet. Why doesn't Rashi say avol yeish v'pochis negimu abo less than bo? Because then a mokin dalet is lacking. The answer is no, because as far as the mokin tashmish of dalet is concerned, so in other words, we can answer the kashi, both kashis, by considering Tesvis other less kashi against Rashi. What's Tesvis less kashi against Rashi? He says, void lomalilim molinu koner uovene afogadloi milon kim diyochle malis choshe vishis ayochit. According to Reb Chaim Slomdes in Rashi, in other words, Rashi Shite is that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet. All that is necessary is that it should be a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. And it's not even necessary that it should be an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. Reb Chaim is truly shameless in reconciling the Yerushalmi with our Gemara of Molach Rida Mishtamish. So one question is that there are two requirements, Karka Dalet and Mokim Ol Tashmish Dalet. So because of Morachalim the Mishtame, so that supplies the element, the prerequisite of Mokim Tashmish Dalet. But we need Karka Dalet, so that is supplied by virtue of the fact that they made Merubal Apolt. That's one Lashon. Then there is another Lashon, which is not as good as the first Lashon. So Reb Chaim says that maybe we can reconcile the Yerushalmi with the Bavli, even if we assume that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet, but just in Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. But if a potential Mokim Tashmish of Dalet is not enough, it has to be an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. So if David is not Merubah Lapot, so then we just have Monolach Mida Mishtamish. So it's a potential Mokim Tashmish. It's not considered as an actual Mokim Tashmish. Mashenkin, if it's aimed Merubah Lapot, so because of Rubek Ikulek, so it's considered together with Monach Lomid Mishtamish is considered as an actual Mokim Tashmish. That's the other Lashon. So Memele, Rashi Shite is, what Rashi Shite is, that not only isn't it necessary that we should have Karka Dalet, a floor of Dalet, a ground of Dalet, it's not even necessary that we should have an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet, a potential Mokim Tashmish of Dalet is enough. And that's the Pshat in Monach Mida Mishtamish. A potential. Because since he is able to put his Eidates, a Dal, and the Mishtamish, so there is a potential Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. So even though he did not put the Eidates, so Mimele, but a potential Mokim Tashmish we have. Now, Teisve says the Kashe. Teisa says the kashe, void lomoli malinu kunov koneguomene, afal gabdeloi malon, kim diocheli malis, is choshet vishusayochit, kidoma vrekhalin. So the teretz is, enochaname, the fact that he has the potential of putting his eides, that gives it, that constitutes a potential mokim dalet. And what we here, according to Rashi, we are not discussing.